From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama held an impromptu press conference this afternoon to say he has spoken on the phone with a police sergeant who arrested Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates, Jr. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
The president defended his decision to weigh in on the issue, but said perhaps his choice of words was unfortunate. President Obama had said that the local police acted stupidly. But he ended the past week of controversy on a much lighter note. The president said he called up Police Sergeant James Crowley, who arrested Gates, and he said his impression is that the sergeant is an outstanding police officer and a good man.
At the end of the conversation, there was discussion about my conversation with Sergeant Crawley, there was discussion about he and I and Professor Gates having a beer here in the White House. We don't know if that's scheduled yet, but we may put that together.
The president said he still thinks it was an overreaction to arrest Professor Gates, but he says Gates probably overreacted too. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
California State Assembly has signed off on a plan to close California's projected $24 billion budget deficit, sending a package of financial fixes on to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for his signature. The Assembly rejected two of the more controversial measures, one that would have taken $1 billion in transportation funding away from local governments, and another allowing oil drilling off the California coast for the first time in 40 years. Those measures would have provided more than $1 billion. Cutting them out of the package would essentially eliminate the reserve fund the governor had negotiated with Democrats and Republicans. The loss will force Schwarzenegger to use his authority to make even deeper cuts. Secretary of Homeland Security says she's dedicated the full resources of her department to investigate the shooting death of a Border Patrol agent east of San Diego. For member station KPBS in San Diego, Amy Isaacson has the story.
Border Patrol officials say Agent Robert Rosas was shot while tracking a group of suspected smugglers along the border east of San Diego. Officials say Rosas was hit multiple times, at least once in the head, and died at the scene. Both U.S. and Mexican authorities have launched an extensive search on both sides of the border for the gunman. It's not clear how many people were in the group, or if they're still in the U.S. or fled to Mexico. It's also not known if the group was smuggling drugs or people. Authorities say it's extremely rare for a Border Patrol agent to be gunned down on duty. They say the last time they remember a similar attack along the California border was in the 1960s, when a group of agents was kidnapped and one was shot in the head. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
Troubled CIT Group announced today to sweeten terms of a buyback offer for $1 billion in debt. The New York-based financial firm also said it still could have to file for bankruptcy if too few noteholders agree to that deal. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week up 23 points to close at 9,093. This is NPR. A plane crash in Iran has left at least 17 people dead and at least 20 others injured today. That's according to Iran's official state news agency, which reports the Russian-made plane with more than 150 people on board was landing in northeastern Iran today when it exploded into flames and went off the runway. Initial reports are the plane's tires failed and it skidded into a wall. The crash is the latest in a series of mishaps involving Iranian airliners, many of which are aging. A crash earlier this month killed 168 people. After a traditional African cleansing ceremony in Holland, the severed head of a 19th-century king from Ghana is heading home 170 years after being shipped from his native Gold Coast. Dressed in black and red mourning cloth and invoking his spirit, Ghanaian traditional chiefs presided over an emotional handing over ritual at the Dutch Foreign Ministry. NPR's Fabi Quistarkton has more.
While researching a book on Ghana, Dutch writer Arthur Yapin came across King Bedubuntu II's head and has been on a crusade ever since to have it returned to Ghana. Yapin said the head has spent the past century and a half in formaldehyde, perfectly preserved.
It's a wonderful sight. It's a man, about 35 years old, little beard. It's a person, and from the moment I looked at him, I knew we had to go back.
King Bedubuntu had his head chopped off after reportedly decapitating two Dutch officials in Gold Coast. An 1830s colonial expedition returned to Holland with the king's head, which ended up at Leiden University Medical Center. Ghana requested its return, noting that if the head remained unburied, the king would be hunted in the afterlife. Ofebi Aquistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
And I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.